It's time for our nightly update and report on the coronavirus pandemic, most specifically as it impacts the U.S., although we do look around the world as well. The coronavirus is now killing 10 times more Americans per day than the seasonal flu's average daily death rate. Okay? Another story up for you on the site. You may be able to spread coronavirus. This is obvious. I mean, we've reported this for a long time. Just by breathing, a new report. Well, if they'd asked me, I would have told them. The distance, by the way, is not 6 feet. It's up to 17 feet, and the viral particles can hang in aerosolized micro droplets up to a half an hour without much trouble. Okay? Trump continues to hold his, I guess they're doing out in the Rose Garden. And every time he does it, they do fact-checking on him, and he's making endless false and misleading statements, if not outright lies. He just doesn't care. He just runs his mouth, and whatever happens to come out, if it sounds right to him, I guess it's okay. He got another test for CV yesterday. No results that I've seen as of yet. But it is interesting how he was heavily surrounded by infected people at Mar-a-Lago, the Brazilian contingent, and then the princess was obviously around someone who was infected in that particular photo of her, and nobody's getting sick. There are a lot of people who have written, I've seen three or four now that have said they don't believe Trump is negative. He had that first test in world record time and announced, or I guess his doctor did, that he was coronavirus negative. Behind the scenes, watch for King Kushner making more moves. He's taking charge of the Trump administration coronavirus response. And impressed Chuckie Schumer, who asked Trump to name a coronavirus czar. Well, I'll bet Jerry Kushner wouldn't shirk that one off. Anything to give that guy publicity. Okay, last note, Dim Donald, I call him Dim Donald sometimes, in yet another 180, is going to tell Americans now, or he's implied already, that they should wear masks when they're out in public. But he didn't mention where they're supposed to get them. So somebody asked, and he said, well, they have scarves. Most people have, so let them wear a scarf. Let them eat cake. Remember Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. Chop. Here's one for you. This is, I got to put this in here, in case you don't read the headlines. There was a plane load of masks made in China heading to France. The French had contacted the manufacturer. They had paid the money. The plane was loaded. It was on the tarmac. It was ready to fly to France, which desperately needs masks and PPEs. Well, the Trump administration heard about this and went right to the manufacturer and offered on the spot to double the cash payment. And the Chinese company said, okay. And that was the end of the plane load of millions of masks heading off to France. They're coming over here now. But don't be fooled by the number millions of masks. They go very quickly. Dr. Henry Nyman is back tonight, as he is every night. We've been doing this now since January the 8th, our first regular program, and now Monday through Friday for at least 10 weeks. We're on it. And if you want to find out what's going on, Henry's the man. Welcome back, Henry.
Well, Jeff, it's good to be back. And you know, there's quite a bit of activity. And actually, there's kind of an underlying theme that ties almost most of the headlines you gave together. It kind of came out of today's press conference. But let me give a few updates first on what the numbers are looking like. And then that press conference, there were little bits and pieces that, you know, on their own sound a little bit weird and kind of out of place, the kind of statements, and try to figure out exactly what's going on here with regard to providing the PPEs, the masks mm-hmm. in particular.
Right.
And I'll get to it. I mean, it just kind of hit me this evening when I was trying to figure out why he won't kind of nationalize, production so that, the right amount of, an excess of materials can't be produced and then uh-huh. distributed to the hospitals that need them. And instead, he kind of wants to not do that and have the companies do it themselves. And then he made a comment on that they were just backup, that the reserve was just backup. There's another report saying the reserve is just about empty, but the reserve was just backup for the states, and the states should be out purchasing all these things on their own. And so let me go through the numbers, and I'll tell you the little epiphany that I had as to why he wants all the states to do it on their own, and why he wants to be the backup, and why he's got Jared involved, and why he thinks everybody wearing a mask is a good idea, and why he appointed a new person there, and why he said we just sent 95 million masks are on pallets, and they're scheduled for delivery tomorrow morning. And the key question is, where are they being delivered to? And I'll get to that answer. It might come as a bit of a surprise, but that kind of ties all these bits and pieces together. So anyway,
one quick question before you start. One quickie. Was Fauci at the the news conference today?
No.
Okay. He said independently then in the Washington Post that the real turning point in the coronavirus pandemic won't happen until there's a vaccine. Now, all the experts have said a vaccine is about 18 months away if we're lucky.
Right.
So what is Fauci saying? Lockdown for another year and a half. I guess that's what he's saying. Anyhow, go on ahead, please. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, well, that I'll comment on that also. But anyway, just to put the numbers into perspective, which is becoming increasingly dire, and the U.S. of course is number one and widening their lead. Italy's number two in. The U.S. is now outpacing Italy by about 25,000 cases a day. So, as indicated yesterday, the U.S. has more than doubled Italy now. That the numbers I got in front of me, and all these vary a little bit depending upon the source and at what time, they're updating, et cetera. But the numbers, the latest I've got is, the U.S. in cases is now up to 244,570. So we're almost at a quarter of a million. And Italy's at 115. So well over, we've more than doubled Italy. And then Spain is kind of coming up now. And they've almost got Italy now in cases. They're up to 112. but we're still, you know, over 20,000 ahead of Spain, so they're not going to catch us either. But some of the things that jumped out at the international was really on the new deaths. The new deaths for today were three shy of 1,000. So I got a 997 for today alone as far as the deaths. And Italy is supposed to be leveling out, and today's total kind of is consistent with that. It's at 819. So it's up there, but it's not like going up anymore. It's kind of fairly flat, and it's been in the 700 to 900 range, and it's 800 today. So it's kind of going sideways now.
Uh-huh.
And then Spain is actually moving up, and they beat Italy today. They did 961 deaths today. So they were almost as many as the U.S. And the big surprise and the category of new deaths today was who you had mentioned was France. And France today had 1,355 deaths. So that's a very big
day.
Number.
That's
in
huge.
One day. Their total is 5,300. So they had 4,000 yesterday,
wow.
And now they've got 5,300. So 1,300 was, you know, about 30% of yesterday's total, and they had that just today.
Wow.
So France is kind of moving up quickly with that type of death rate. And mm-hmm. You know, obviously, that's why they could have used those masks that apparently Trump outbid for. And
yep.
And the UK is like it was yesterday. They had 570 deaths. So apart from us, all of the other countries that have these, you know, very high numbers of deaths with 500 or more in a given day are all in Europe, and they're in Europe because they all have that Italian strain, that European strain that I had mentioned the other day that was in New York. That is what's driving these numbers in Europe. And so it kind of started in Italy, and then it spread throughout Europe, and now it's getting to a critical level so that the numbers are going up and, mm-hmm. You know, they're having these 500 deaths per day in multiple countries, Italy, Spain, France, and the UK, all are at least 500 deaths a day. And so, the picture is getting dire in the sense that Europe is really at this high level, which is somewhat akin to what New York is like. And then there's several other states that I'll get to meet in a few minutes that are, moving up and are going to be very similar to New York in the not too distant future for the U.S. And so it's a lot of deaths in Europe and a lot of deaths in the United States. And, that's why, in the, White House briefing today, they were saying that, the U.S. really has to, pick up their game as far as, you know, this, shelter in place kind of, you know, limitations on movement and, spreading the virus. And you can see why there was that type of concern by the numbers in the U.S. that, New York is still up there. The numbers they announced this morning, if you just look over, you know, compare it to yesterday morning, they have like 430 deaths in New York alone. And the, New Jersey is, you know, had 182 deaths today alone. And, uh-huh. Their numbers are going up. They had 3,000 more cases today, and they're up to they're up to 25,000. New York is almost in front of all other countries now. New York, the state alone, is up to 92,000. So, you know, there's only like Italy and Spain are about the only
Iran.
Two that... No, I don't think Iran has 92,000.
No, I think they got 50,000.
Right, something right. Like they've got 50,000, right. So, I mean, as far as the only two countries that have more than New York State are Spain and Italy. They both have, one's got 112, one's got 110. And after that comes Germany. Germany's now past China, at least the reported number. And Germany's up to 85,000. So New York's up to 92. They're adding close to 9,000 a day. And so they are closing in on both Spain and Italy. So those are the only two countries in the world that have more cases than New York alone. And there's pictures of, you know, these refrigerated trucks that are, they're backed up to the, you know, loading docks, if you will, of the hospitals with kind of tarps so you can't really see the gurneys rolling the dead bodies into the trucks. And now they're putting shelves in so they can stack them up and keep track of, you know, which remains go to which, you know, household, and have them all lined up in the truck there so they can wheel them in and wheel them out. And there's quite a few trucks. You know, it's like Elmhurst apparently is in big trouble again. They were the hospital that had the 13 deaths in one day and are in Queens and in Trump's old neighborhood, actually. He, you know, talked about how he knew that hospital well, and he knows what color it is and what kind of windows they have, and he kind of grew up near that hospital, or at least went by it enough so that he was very familiar with that particular hospital. But on the U.S. side, it's also increasingly concerning. Louisiana today, this is post Mardi Gras, so the numbers are starting to pile up, and they reported 2,726 cases today. So in one day there, almost 3,000, and that would put them in third place. The only two states with more than that was New York and New Jersey, and they're getting close to New Jersey. I mean, 2,700, New Jersey had 3,300 today. So Louisiana kind of jumped out in the category of deaths today. And then Michigan, kind of stood out also because they had 1,400 deaths today. And, 1,400 total. And
yes,
they had 80 deaths today. Now they're not there yet. Now, I'm not saying they aren't going to get there, but, and the 1,400 is the total. They had 80 today, but 80 is still a big number. So they were in third place as far as the, deaths today. New Jersey had 182 and New York had, about 400, well, over 400. So, these individual states are now getting into the level so that when they're going up, I mean, they're still growing exponentially. And so if they double their numbers in 3 or 4 days, then they're tacking on, several thousand cases and, several hundred deaths. And so the deaths that I've got for the BNO for total is now up to 6,000. It got up to 5,000 yesterday, and now it got up to 6,000 a day. And that's not a surprise because they are adding about 1,000 a day. And And like I said earlier, the total number of cases is at almost a quarter of a million now. And so as far as the states with 10,000 or more cases, there's now four. There's Michigan, California, New Jersey, and New York. And then others that are very close, and they're probably going to get above 10,000 tomorrow or this weekend. Louisiana's got over 9,000. Florida's now got over 9,000. Massachusetts has 8,966. So they've got almost 9,000. And then Illinois and Pennsylvania both have over 7,000. So the, you know, all of those are going to be in the neighborhood of 10,000 or more by Monday. And that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's like 9 states that they'll have 10,000 or more cases. And they're all pretty much adding over 1,000 cases a day. And some of them are doing, you know, 3,000 cases in a day. So all of these numbers are heading up, and Trump finally told Florida, well, you know, maybe you should kind of issue a statewide ban on travel. And they actually did do that today. They ordered it. It doesn't go into effect until I think this weekend or maybe tomorrow. So is still not in effect for all of Florida. And then I saw this map that basically showed traffic this week, you know, how much movement. I don't know, it was probably some infrared something, and it was lit up by how many automobiles were on the road or something along those lines. And it was quite striking that it showed that in the Northeast, there was very little traffic, so that the roads were clear. Everybody was pretty much staying at home, not going about. You know, it was clearly, you know, a fairly blank map. And the rest of the country, particularly the South, just was loaded with traffic. So it's like there's, you know, the people are not staying at home. They're driving around, and they're going wherever they're going, and they're just spreading the virus. And so it's clear that, you know, this shelter in place really only works if it's A, nationwide, because it's very easy to go from state to state or county to county or however you want to balkanize the country and say, oh, you can't do this here, but you can do it there. And so the virus is just going to move, you know, along those lines. And there's plenty of virus there. And there's plenty of this, Italian strain. And just to give you a little bit more insight into the Italian strain, the, you know, I had mentioned that NYU had released, 34 sequences now from New York, either Nassau County or Manhattan. And the 30 out of the 34 were this Italian strain. But the reason that's concerning is Japan just released a series of sequences today. And these were citizens that had gone to Egypt on vacation and had taken these Nile River tours. And so the characterization sheet for these sequences specifically said Nile River tour. And they had citizens from think about 5 different prefectures, you know, their states over there. And they had them divided up, and you looked at the sequences, and they were all the Italian sequence. And they had little variations. So they had different versions of the Italian sequence, which went with each location. So it looked like these were a bunch of different tours. And they had a group of people that went from a given region to Egypt and took one of these tours and came back, and everybody from that region, if you looked at that sequence, they were all virtually identical to each other. And they were all slightly different than the ones from the next region in Japan. So it kind of indicated that these river tours were just loaded with virus. And at the time, Egypt said they didn't have any virus, so people chose Egypt because it looked like, they didn't have to worry about the virus in China, they didn't have to worry about the virus in Europe, and they didn't have to worry about the virus in the U.S. They could just go down to Egypt and it would be virus-free, but in fact it wasn't, and they all came back with the virus. And unfortunately, the same thing happened in the U.S., and so there were individuals from the U.S. Texas had a bunch, and trying to remember the other ones. There were some actually in Canada also, and they had the same thing. They basically were listed under the states, and they said that they were travel associated, and they said Nile River tour, and based upon the data from Japan, it was seen that everybody from the U.S. that went on those Nile River tours, and they might have been the same tours as the ones that the Japanese were on, that they would have got the same virus, and that would have been this Italian strain. And then I had mentioned earlier, but just to repeat, some of the areas that had really picked up this ORF 8 version, they were on the West Coast in Seattle and Northern California. Their more recent sequences now show a mixture that some of them are that ORF 8 and some of them are the Italian strain. So the Italian strain is now making its way into Northern California as well as Seattle.
It is moving up into Northern Cal. Okay, I didn't know that.
Right.
It's new.
Right. And then the same thing's happening in Minnesota. With Minnesota, some of the first cases in Minnesota were from one of those, the Grand Princess Cruise. That was the first voyage, the one that went down to Mexico and back, and then basically everybody was released, and then after everybody went back to wherever they came from, they found that two of the passengers, one had died, and the other one was in Solano County. The one that died was in Placer County. They were both positive. Placer. And so they were both positive for the virus. And and they saw that that a number of the passengers on the first cruise actually signed up for the second cruise that went to Hawaii. So in any event, you could see from their first cruise that they were showing up all over the United States and Canada. So some of the first, so the first case from, in Minnesota was from that cruise. And so they, those sequences were the same as Seattle. They were the same ORF 8 with the extra markers that were found in Seattle. So they, that's the virus that was on that cruise. And that's the virus that got, sprinkled throughout the U.S. And so the initial cases in Minnesota are that ORF 8 version. But now the more recent cases in Minnesota are also this Italian strain. So what has happened is that strain is becoming more and more common. And so
it's
even
dominant
in areas Right. It's taking over. And that has a parallel with what happened in SARS. In SARS, if you recall, the beginning of that outbreak, the virus wasn't spreading that quickly. It was in Guangdong province.
Right.
And the big event was the Metropole Hotel, and that virus had this 29 nucleotide deletion in the ORF8 gene. And that virus is the one that was spread via the Metropole Hotel. And that's the one that went to Toronto and to Singapore and to Hanoi and to Hong Kong.
That was a hot virus, that one. That
right.
Very hot.
And as a result, all of the sequences that came out of outbreaks outside of mainland China all had that same 29 nucleotide deletion. And so that virus was able to transmit more efficiently, and it was more lethal, and that's when the death count started going up, and that's when they had more examples of super spreaders, and that's kind of what's happening now with this Italian strain. So the Italian strain is almost exclusively in the New York area, probably the New Jersey area. And that's what's accounting for this rapid increase, but it's been seeded all over the country. And it's because it does transmit more efficiently, it's becoming increasingly dominant. And so if you look at the early sequences from Seattle,
yeah,
they're all the same. They're all this ORF8. They've all got the same five changes that I had mentioned the other day. So they all have those five. Some have a little bit more, but they've got those five. And it's like they've done like over 400 sequences. And I was following them very closely at the beginning. And it was without exception. I mean, there were a couple that, one of their initial ones had was travel related, but in general, they were all the same. And now if I look at the ones that start showing up, you know, more recently identified, you see the Italian strain starting to pick up. So the two big negatives that are driving the numbers that I went through are the combination of not real staying in place and reducing the amount of transmission. There's not as much of the isolation. And
right.
And then the appearance of this more virulent strain is poised to take advantage of that. If people are driving around, that they're, you know, I mean, the reason they're talking about the scarves or the N95, if you can get them, or, you know, the carpenter mask, whatever, is basically, to prevent people, not so much to prevent people from getting infected, but to prevent them from infecting others.
That suggests what, ladies and gentlemen? All of you out there, what does that suggest? That suggests that Trump has been told that there are a hell of a lot of infected people out here, and they're spreading the virus. So if everyone wears a mask, that'll cut it down. That's the angle they're taking, but they're not saying it. Go ahead.
Right. And the CDC is getting ready to make an announcement. So they are ready to recommend that if you go outside, that you should have something covering your face, whether it's a scarf or a mask or a homemade mask or something. And in Los Angeles, they just, passed a regulation that you need to wear a mask outside.
I missed that. I didn't see that. That was today?
That was today. And
if
you go outside, you have to have a mask. And, you know, it might not be effective until, you know, Monday or something.
But, okay, the irony to all this is quite simple. To this moment, Trump still refuses to order the mass production of face masks. He will not do it. I don't care what the reason is. Go ahead. You've got an explanation for that, which we're going to get to. It's bizarre. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought it was bizarre, and it was kind of like, you've obviously got this need. They're talking about the reserve being depleted. The numbers are going up in all of these areas. All of these areas, you know, the ones that have 1 in 2,000 cases a day are going to be having 2 in 3,000 cases a day next week. And they're all going to end up, you know, putting a strain on their health care delivery. And these various metropolitan areas aren't necessarily going to have enough materials, and they need, you know, more PPEs, and it's going to create
masks for the people.
Right. And so, listening to the press conference, a couple of things that really kind of seemed odd, I think can be explained. The kind of not very encouraging reason, but let's just go through a couple of the strange comments that were out there. Kushner actually was in the press conference, and he said something, and he was in charge. He was in charge of, you know, getting some of these materials.
He's the czar. I knew it. And I said earlier, he's taking over.
And,
there it is.
And he said something to the effect, I don't know, I was watching and they cut away, but I didn't get to hear all of his remarks live. But afterwards, he said something to the effect that that they kind of owned these things, that these were, that they owned these reserves that they were putting together. And so that was bizarre comment number one. And then bizarre comment number two was that they got somebody new to help out getting the materials, you know, identified and distributed in a timely manner. And he came up there and said that, you know, he had skin in the game. He had one daughter who was, I think he had two daughters. They were both nurses. One was in New York, and I'm not sure where the other one was, but it was kind of like, you know, he was going to make sure that New York had their PPEs. And he said that 95 million, I think it was, N95 masks were on pallets right now. They were being loaded into the truck, I think, and they would be at the and they would be delivered first thing in the morning.
Did they come off that airplane, do you think?
They didn't say. No, I think they got, I think they mentioned a manufacturer that was doing it. So it sounded like they found a source here. Now, it could have been that manufacturer was the same one that did it for France, or maybe it is the same shipment. I don't know. But then the question came up, and they said, where are these masks being delivered? So, you know, that way the media could kind of confirm that 95 million masks were delivered.
Yeah, photo op, if nothing else.
And he said they were being delivered to this warehouse in New Jersey. And then they said, well, that's not where the hospital is. Is that the hospital's warehouse? And he said, no, that this was.
Now, who is this speaking again, please?
This
who is talking?
This is a person newly appointed who's in charge. He's in the military. And,
okay.
And he's in charge of making sure that these things, these sources get identified and they get their delivery in a timely manner.
And we'll we'll assume that Jerry Kushner is his de facto boss, right?
They were both in the news conference today. So
that's a big development.
The same time. That's usually not a coincidence.
Jerry.
So anyway,
well, I'm telling you, he's maneuvering. You wait and see. He'll be named czar.
Okay. Hold on. It gets worse. Okay.
Oh no! No.
And then they said, "Well, if they're at this warehouse, isn't that? They'll go to New York as long as they basically have the right bid for the mask, right? I mean, this sounds like it's not the hospital's warehouse. This is just a company. This kind of is acting as the middleman." But they're not giving these masks out. They're selling these masks. And, you know, if somebody overseas puts in a higher bid, then even though they're on the pallet today, and even though they're going to be at the warehouse tomorrow, that doesn't guarantee they're ever even going to get to the hospital in New York, which is right across the river, unless they put in the winning bid. And his answer was, well, that's how things work in America. Our system. And when he said that, and then Trump came out and said that the reserve is just a backup. The states are supposed to be buying this stuff, and that, you know, if they really can't get it anywhere and they really need it, then, you know, they can come to the government to get it shipped. But they're supposed to be out there bidding on these things.
You know what this means, folks. Go ahead. Go on.
And what all of this sounds like is that Trump is viewing this pandemic as a way to make money. And that basically, he can be in charge of getting these shipments to go from point A to point B, and then point B is the one that's going to say, well, we got all these masks here. Yeah. What's it worth to you? You know, and just go ahead and bid them up and make a lot of money. And they're involved with getting this scarce commodity identified. And then the demand is high because the reserve is empty and they're just there as backup, and that it's up to the states to find this. And they're all out there bidding for this commodity, which is in short supply, that makes the commodity go up. And the middleman makes a lot of money. And, you know, if he's got some involvement with identifying the source for the products and the middleman for distributing it, and, It certainly doesn't look good,
Well, let me say what it sounds like, Henry. It sounds like he and Kushner and others are gouging the American public and betraying us once again. This is despicable to even hear about.
Right, and
despicable.
And they've got the Attorney General going out and getting rid of any competition. So if somebody else has a bunch of masks in their warehouse, and they're going to be...
Oh, my God. This is gangsterism.
They'll grab theirs, you know. So they'll get rid of the entrepreneurs that are basically doing the same thing they're doing, except they'll confiscate their masks and add them to their to their warehouse, and then they can sell them at the higher price because there won't be anybody else competing with them.
Gangsters. So, this is gang thuggery. Sorry, speaking for Henry. This is me talking.
That was the appearance of what it all looked like from today's press conference. It was kind of like, well, we're not going to order anybody to do anything. We're going to go and say, this is an opportunity. this this is, you know, you make those masks, there's a big demand for them. You know, we'll make sure that you get paid for them and you get a fair price for them, and then we'll get this company to go ahead and ask you as the distributor, and they'll give you a good price because they're going to get a good price from the states, because we're not giving them to them unless they can't get them anyplace else, and they can.
This is unbelievable.
Bid up the price and pay whatever the market will bear, and the market will bear a lot because the virus is growing exponentially, and all of the healthcare workers are saying, we need this product. You know, we're not getting the proper PPEs. And so the governors are all scrambling. They'd be scrambling anyway. They need to buy them.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
If they're in short supply, they're going to go to whoever's been identified by, you know, the pandemic committee or whatever it's called, and they say, we've got this warehouse in New Jersey, it's got 95 million, what's it worth to you? And New York's willing to pay 100 million, can I hear two? They're just gonna auction them off. And that's what it sounded like to me.
You can't interpret it any other way, Henry. That's what they're doing. This is unbelievable. They're profiting over the deaths of Americans.
Like.
I'm sorry. Healthcare workers can go to hell. That's what they're saying. They don't care. They grab that airplane full of masks. They'll sell it to the highest bidder. This is criminal. And they're talking. Pelosi wants a committee together to exert a complete oversight. Schumer does too, and this should be investigated. This is criminal. This is criminal behavior. This is worse than the Clintons, or as bad. It's the same thing. It's right out in the open, though.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole idea. That's the whole idea. You can do anything you want legally as long as you brag about it. Oh yeah, we're doing this, and we're getting the money, and this is the American way, and it's free enterprise.
Who said that? Did Trump say that the American way? Who said that? Trump? This is the American way.
Well, that's been the argument. Well, no. The guy in charge is the one that said that was the American way.
I'm sure it had Trump's full approval.
He was standing right next to him. Yeah, he definitely had his approval. He had just been appointed. He had just been appointed to make sure that
this is a Kushner-Trump shakedown. Believe it, they're all getting the cut. There's no other way to look at this. None. Damn.
And they said where is this stuff going? And they said it's going to a warehouse in New Jersey. And they said
sell to the highest bidder.
But that doesn't mean that it's going to New York. That means it's going there. And it's
no, there's no guarantee it's going to New York.
And you just made an announcement that you confirmed that there's 95 million masks for sale in New Jersey. And everybody watching the press conference knows that
I can't believe
that's
this.
Where they got to go to get their masks as long as they're
this is
putting
an obscenity.
In the highest bid.
This is an obscenity of criminality.
And he said that's how it's done here or something.
That's your punchline, correct?
Right.
That's why he's not ordering under the DPA mask production. Supply and demand. Profit.
Exactly.
Capitalism. It's the American way. Don't worry about it. Stop bitching. You got a scarf. Everybody has scarves.
They'll make these masks and they'll go ahead and they'll be in charge of distributing it, but they're only going to distribute it to the highest bidder. And that's what Cuomo was complaining about a couple of days ago. He said, you know, it's like eBay. You know, you're all bidding for these items, and you know, whoever puts in the highest bidder ends up getting it. Highest bid ends up getting it. And and that they're, and he said that the states were competing with each other, and then FEMA could come in and they were competing against them. And then they told him they were not only competing against other states and FEMA, they were competing against other countries. And, you know, you've got these numbers going up in Europe. And so they're looking for the same thing. You know, the story you started with France. France needs PPEs, and Americans need PPEs, and UK needs PPEs, and you know, Italy still does, and so does Spain, and so, and you know, Germany's not far behind. So all of these European countries with money are all looking for these PPEs, and Trump's got a warehouse in New Jersey. He's open for business.
I can't believe this. I honest to God, I can't believe this. This man needs to be removed. They all need to be removed. This is not representative, compassionate, moral government. This is criminality.
These were their statements live on TV today. They definitely said that was the American way, or that's the way it's done here. And all these masks are in a warehouse in New Jersey, and they're available.
To hell with the healthcare workers. To hell with the frontline medical. To hell with human beings. Just wear masks. And then, oh, we don't have masks. Well, you got a scarf, Trump said yesterday. Everybody has scarves. Wear a scarf.
Right.
Man, I swear, there are a lot of people out there. Let me phrase this carefully. There are a lot of people out there who would rejoice if he got infected, and not just him.
He did say he was negative on the second test. That was the other update. He took the second test. It wasn't as invasive. It was much quicker, and he got the result, you know, within, you know,
short of Q-tips,
15 minutes or something.
I remember. Henry, I am appalled. I am truly appalled. I've never been more ashamed of this country. This is not leadership. This is not what America is about. This is despicable. It truly is.
Well, it was live on TV today.
Well, I'm glad you got
that. That's what they said. You can interpret it however you want, but it,
well, there's
it
only
didn't,
one way to
didn't
interpret
sound
that.
Good to me.
No. Oh, my God. All right.
So that's where we're at.
Thank you. And that was a marvelous way to lay it out, and you brought it home. And we are, whoa, these people. And to Trump's base, who may be listening out there, I hope you people wake up. You've been conned from day one. You've been conned for a year and a half of the campaign in 2016. Conned, conned, conned. All right, Henry, I speak for myself, not for Henry. Thank you, Henry. Let's do it again tomorrow night.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Yeah. That is really depraved. The airliner, the cargo transport full of masks going to France, just bought up. The Trump administration or somebody just said, we'll double the money. Just bought it right out from under France. We got a karma coming here. And when Trump said, things are going to become horrific in the next 2 weeks. This is one reason why that's going to happen.